yet. But God has not left this world without a witness of his power and his deity. And every person on this planet. So what do we do with that truth that we see around us? We suppress it because we don't want to deal with who we are. We don't want to deal with our sin. We suppress that knowledge. That's what he's saying there at the end of verse 21. And so everyone, as he said at the end of verse 21, is without excuse. If something were to happen to you this morning, maybe this was the first time you've ever heard about the gospel, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, justice and grace and mercy in the same, justice on the cross, mercy and grace on the cross. Maybe it's the first time you've heard this message. You walk out these doors, you suppress the truth, and you never trust in Jesus Christ. God is right and just to bring judgment to your life because you made that choice to suppress the truth of the Word of God. So every single one of us on the face of this planet are without excuse. None of us can bring any legitimate argument against God's justice. Why? Because he's going to tell us a little while later, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So let me tell you, every question that you have, every doubt that you may have, every challenge you face intellectually, emotionally, or morally, is not an obstacle to faith. It is an invitation to truth, to seek out the truth. God doesn't fear your questions. In fact, he created you with a mind capable of seeking answers. So I want to encourage you, especially young people who may be off in college or going to college, or you're in high school and you're being challenged about your beliefs. Engage your mind, ask questions, seek answers. Truth never fears investigation. The question is, where are you looking for the answers of truth? Are you looking in this world? Are you looking to the Word of God? And then stand firm. If you're a believer, or young person, here this morning, I want to encourage you to stand firm in a skeptical world. Every single one of us as believers need to stand firm in a skeptical culture. You don't need to apologize for your belief in God. The evidence is strong about who he is. Let creation lead you to worship. The God who made the stars made you. Share your faith with love and confidence. Sharing the gospel is not just about debating. It's showing hope. It's showing transformation through your life that has been transformed by the truth of Jesus Christ. God is speaking to you today.